Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
But now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still trying to adopt the methods suggested in the book they recently purchased, Modern Salesmanship, for their Jot'em Down store. The old fellows are undecided as to whether this is going to prove successful for them, but they want to be sure and give it a thorough trial. As we look in on the little community today, Lum has gone home for lunch, and we find Abner down at the store playing checkers with Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Well, it's your move, Grandpa.
I know it. Don't rush me.
Well, hurry up now before Lum gets back. He'll be done nooning here in a few minutes, and if he catches us here playing checkers, he'll hit the ceiling.
Well, what you so afeard of Lum about all of a sudden?
I ain't afeard of him. I just promised him I wouldn't play no more checkers here in the store. And you come along and made me.
Well, what's come over you fellers anyway?
Well, to be honest, I don't think much of it myself, Grandpap, but that new book we got on modern salesmanship says you ain't supposed to play checkers with your customers.
Sassafras. You're just feared of me, that's the trouble. I'm getting to where I'm too good for you.
You'll never see the day you can beat me, Grandpappy Spears.
I'm going to beat you in this game right here if you just quit bothering me and let me concentrate here. Let's see.
Well,
here.
You can't do it less than you move, I'll tell you that.
All right, sir. I'm going to move right up there.
That's just what I want you to do. I'll give you this man, and I'll take that one, and that one, and that one, and right on into your king row.
No, you don't. I never take my hand off that checker. That ain't the move I want to make.
Once you put that checker down, you got to leave it there.
I don't know such a thing.
You do done it. Just put it right back down there now. Right there. Just lay it back down.
Here. What's going on in here?
Uh-oh.
What you doing there, Abner?
Just sitting here talking to Grandpab.
What you doing at that checkerboard sitting there?
Huh? Well, I do know, Grandpab. Looky there. Checkerboard sitting right there in front of us.
Well, I swear to goodness, I never had noticed it.
Well,
don't try none of that buffoonery on me. I know what you're doing. Now, put that board up and leave it up, or I'm going to burn it. Abner Peabody, you promised me
I know just what I promised.
Well, what's come over you all of a sudden, Lum? You got to where a body can't enjoy himself down here no more. First thing you know, you'll be cutting out whittling in here, too.
It's done cut out. We're running this store on a modern base, Grandpap. Modern salesmanship. Service with a smile. That's our new motto. I know Abner gets interested in the checker game. The customer could stand around here for 15 minutes before he'd get up and wait on him.
Well, now, Grandpap never wanted nothing, Lum. There weren't nobody else in here, so I guess...
That don't make no difference. There's plenty around here for you to do. You can wash them front windows if you've got so much time on your hands.
I just washed them a couple of weeks ago.
And they ought to be washed every day.
What are you trying to do? Wear that glass out?
Another thing we got to do is sort out that canned goods on them shelves. Just look at it all mixed up together there. You grab a case of canned goods and start walking down them shelves and set a can any place you can find room for it.
Yeah, but...
All that stuff ought to be separated to itself. Just look up there now. There's peaches and hominy and tomatoes and salmons and sauerkraut and all them other things mixed up together there. A can of baking powders, believe it is, sitting there.
Well, that's the way we've always put them
shelves. Well, the book says that ain't no way to do business.
Well, all right. But I still say it's handier this way. Somebody wants to buy something, why, no matter where you're at, you can just reach right up and get it. Don't have to walk clean down to the end of the shelf.
Well, we paid $2 for that book, and I grannies, we're going to go buy it, too.
All right. I'll put the checkerboard up. I had you beat, too, Grandpap.
Oh, no, you never.
I did, done it. That last move was going to let me ride in your king road.
Yeah, but I never made that move. I never even take my hand off
you
of it.
You did, too.
Now, here, just cut out that arguing.
All right, I'm putting it up.
Squire Skimp coming across the street there. Get on your feet, Abner, and get ready to wait on him.
Oh, he don't want nothing. More likely just loafing or wants to sell us some insurance.
Well, how do you know he don't want nothing? That book says sell them something whether they want it or not.
Well, it ain't none of my business, Lum, but you can't expect a feller to buy something every time he comes in the store here.
Yeah, but we want to be up and ready to wait on them if they do want something. According to the book, that's the way to do it. That squire will sell you something, too, whether you want it or not. He's made a good living for years around here selling insurance and real estate, one thing and another, just because he's a good salesman.
Maybe he's read the book.